Ooh, let's get the mic up here. Make sure that it's plugged in. I'm going to make sure it's plugged in since recently I recorded an entire episode without the microphone being plugged in. And it was just through my computer. The computer didn't have a great microphone. So you'll be hearing that in a few weeks. Sorry for the audio quality. Great conversation, though. Really great conversation. I cannot talk. I'm talking about computers and conversations. But today, welcome to episode 212 of the Wisdom in the Tangents podcast. I am excited for this one. It's a little bit different. I've recently found myself on Reddit. I know I'm super old and found this very late because it is 2024 and everyone's been on Reddit for like years. I don't even know when that came out. But I've seen the little orange robot. Is it a robot? Maybe. Anyway, I found Reddit. I found the Am I the Asshole subreddit. And if you don't know what that is, people share stories and then they're just like, hey, was I wrong? Or is this okay? And then the internet determines their fate, which is kind of a scary thing to do. Some good stories. I've pulled a few that I've kind of skimmed. I haven't actually read the whole thing, so we'll find out together. But I thought it would be fun to just read these stories, maybe learn a little bit from some of these. I don't know if they are written by the photographer or someone who hired a photographer. So we'll see. Well, I know this first one because the title is Am I the Asshole for Using Photographs Without Paying the Photographer? Which initially, just off the title, I would say yes. being a photographer is like, that's what we do. Is we take photos and then people pay us for them. So I would say initially, yes, but we haven't heard the story yet. But yeah, that's what this episode's going to be. I'm just going to be sharing a few stories. It's going to be a little bit of a shorter one. But yeah, enjoy. So let's get into these. First story, am I the asshole for using photographs without paying the photographer? Again, initial response, yeah, but we'll get into it. The other day, while I was surfing, a photographer took pictures of me without asking me first. Okay, well, this is already changing in my mind. After surfing, she came up to my friend and I and asked us if we wanted to buy one of the pictures, and we told her no. She gave us her website just in case we wanted to buy a picture later. Cool. This sounds very much like when you're at an amusement park and then people are just like, they'll take your photo and then be like, you want to buy it? And it's always like, no, I don't want to buy this photo that you took on your little point and shoot when I have a better camera right here in my phone. Anyway, back to the story. That afternoon, I saw on her website a couple pictures of me and my friend that I really liked. Wow, that was one quick turnaround for that photographer. Editing, putting it up on your website. Way to update your website quickly. But she really liked the photos. I was not going to pay for the picture that was taken of me without my permission. So I decided to crop it and remove the watermark and upload it to my Instagram. All right. This morning, I've woken up to a message from her on Instagram. No kidding. Telling me that I've stolen her pictures and that I should pay her. I've told her that she should stop being a creep and she should ask people before taking their picture. After that, I blocked her. Now she is crying about it on her Twitter. And I know this because before blocking her, she was threatening me with exposing me on Twitter. Am I the asshole? I would say no. I would say no. I know that there's like a fine line with street photographers and like taking photos of people in the public. I know that in other countries, because we're in the US, I know in Europe, it is illegal to make money or publish photos. At least I believe this is. I heard it from Dax Shepard or the Armchair Expert podcast. May not be super accurate. I did not fact check this, Ding ding ding. Fact check, armchair expert. Also, ding ding ding, ding ding ding. If you know if that made any sense to you, cool. Hello, fellow armchairy. But yeah, I heard it on there that in Europe, if you take photos of someone without their permission, then you cannot sell it. You cannot publish it on your website, anything like that. And I know that a lot of street photographers, they may take photos of people without their permission first, but then going up to them and asking for permission, especially if you're going to sell it or use it on your website or anything like that. So I don't think this person's in the wrong for using that photo, especially since the photographer, like, putting myself in the photographer's shoes, if I took a photo of someone and then asked them if they wanted it and they said no, I would feel like I shouldn't post that on my website. I shouldn't use it to promote or make money because they did not sign a waiver. They did not give a model release or anything for you to use that photo. So I would say no, you're okay. Not great to, remove watermarks and all of that, but hey, yeah. Well, let me know what you think. If you're listening to this and you're like, no, absolutely the asshole. I'll post a what is it called? A poll. I'll post a poll on Instagram. You can weigh in, maybe even on Threads, because that's a little bit easier. Next one. Let's see. Oh, this one caught my attention because I feel like I've almost been in this situation and I know someone who was kind of in this situation, except not completely. And this one is, am I the asshole for ditching my friend's wedding after she removed me as a bridesmaid and wanted me to sub for the photographer? That does not sound great. Let's get it. This is a little bit longer. Okay. This is like multiple paragraphs. I'll do my best to read quickly. I, Ayla, 26, female, was set to be a bridesmaid at my friend Deidre's, 26, female, wedding. She had five bridesmaids in total, including me. We went to high school together and moved back to our mutual hometown a few years later. I am 6'1". My nickname has always been Big Bird. While the other girls and Deidre are about 5'4" to 5'6" or so. I see where this is going. I have a Nikon DSLR and I've always liked to casually take photos for my social media, which I did for all of us in the time leading up to the wedding. The day of the wedding, the paid photographer, Jenny, was on site. I don't know if these are real names or not, but I'm using them because she wrote them in here. Jenny was on site at Deidre's massive church, but was sick. She said that she had eaten something that didn't agree with her. Totally been there on a wedding day before. It is not great. But she would power through, as you do. And she'd already done COVID tests, so it wasn't that great. Oh, but ultimately she had to leave. Okay, that's not great. Shortly after she left, and before we were supposed to head toward the sanctuary, Deidre asked me to walk around the perimeter of the church to make sure that the entrances were all labeled and that no one was lost. Okay, I don't really understand that, but okay. Like exit signs? Or like labeled for like enter the wedding this way? Anyway, so I did that with my dress and tennis shoes and made it back about 15 minutes. Oh, in about 15 minutes. Did all of that perimeter check. We're good. Back in 15. Cool. By the time I got back to the bridal suite, it was nearly time to head to the foyer. As I walked in, everyone was quiet and staring at me. Deidre's fiance, wait, no, Deidre's fiance's sister, oh, okay, Ashley, who hadn't been sure. I'm gonna start this sentence over because that was a lot of apostrophes. Deidre's fiance's sister Ashley, who hadn't been sure if she could make the wedding, was there as well. Okay. People are weird. People are quiet. And now there's an extra person back here. Deidre said that since Jenny was gone. Oh, yeah, that was a photographer. I was like, I don't know who Jenny is. Since Jenny, the photographer, was gone, they didn't have a wedding photographer. Time out. If you are a wedding photographer and you are photographing a wedding and you don't feel good, this is a great time to text your community and be like, hey guys, I need a backup. I need someone here because I don't know when I'm going to need to run full speed to the bathroom. And I am going to need, I will pay whatever. You might lose some money. I have had to do this before where I wasn't feeling well. Like I broke my back in 2014. Not a big deal. Actually, big deal. I shouldn't do that. I do downplay injuries quite a bit. But it was a big deal. And I had a wedding coming up and I was in a lot of pain. And I had to hire someone who the couple did not hire a second photographer, but I did out of my own pocket to back me up in case I needed a break or to go, take some hydrocodone or whatever the doctors had me on. So in the shoes of Jenny, the photographer, get a backup. Get a second photographer, get someone there to take care of your couple if you cannot. Okay, dismounting my, I'm dismounting the soapbox and I'm dismantling it because I'm not getting back on. Where were we? Jenny left. Yes, so they didn't have a wedding photographer. I barely got into this. She wanted me to give the bridesmaid's dress to Ashley and take photos with my Nikon. Are you the same size as Ashley? You're 6'1". Since no one wanted to just have pictures on their iPhones, I get it. Yeah, totally cool. Everyone swarmed me and started helping me out of my dress, pulling the rhinestone combs out of my hair. And Deidre took back the bridesmaid's gift of the matching Tiffany bracelet we were wearing during the wedding and put it on Ashley. I really hope the OP, who was this? Ayla? Let me scroll back up. Ayla, I hope you got your bracelet back. Because that is not cool. She took off the bracelet, gave it to Ashley. Everyone said that this was a much better plan and started hyping up my photography skills. They were also saying this just feels like a whirlwind of everyone, like a picture like Cinderella with like all of the birds and stuff just like changing her clothes. And Ayla's just standing here and everyone's doing all this stuff to her. They were saying that it would be great because the wedding party would also look uniform now. Ooh, okay. Yeah, Big Bird is out. And the moms were saying that it would be great to include all the family girls as bridesmaids. Oh yeah, because Ashley is Deidre's fiance's sister. That's kind of family. Deidre said that I would be able to eat after everyone else, and that she wasn't sure where Ashley had been sitting for dinner, but it wouldn't matter because I wouldn't need to sit down anyway. Oh, hell no. No, thank you. I'm already saying you are not the asshole for this, Ayla. This was all very rushed. Yeah, whirlwind. And didn't have time to think, but I was immediately pretty hurt by the demand that I be responsible for not only the wedding photography for free, but that everyone was implying that I'd make pictures look weird if I was in them. Yeah. See, I caught that at the beginning, which you were like foreshadowing with the I'm 6'1, everyone else is like 5'4. I see that they felt weird. Deidre probably felt like, oh, this is gonna make my wedding party look weird if you're like super tall, which who cares? These are your friends. Maybe your friends. look weird. The photos would look weird if they were in, if I was in them, and that I'd be okay with not having a seat at all or a chance to eat. I told Deidre that I wasn't a professional photographer and I didn't know what I was doing, but she kept saying, "You'll do great, and I'm sure it'll be good," while everyone continued to get ready. I packed up all my stuff and said that I had to take it out to my car. Then I drove home. Good for you. This sounds terrible. I don't think you're the asshole for this one. I think that is completely reasonable. All of this got thrown on you. Me being a recovering people pleaser and perfectionist, I absolutely would have gone through. I would have taken the photos because I would have been like, you know what? You need a photographer, and even though I'm not a professional one, I will take the photos for you because that's who I am. Because I always put myself before other people, or at least I used to. I used to. I'm recovering. I'm much better now. Probably if this happened, I would do it and then send an invoice. Maybe. If I'm forced to be the wedding photographer, then you can be forced to pay me. Hey y'all, quick break to share with you about something new that I put together on the new website, podcast.allheartphoto.com, which has all the show notes from today's episode as well as many others. But you know, I am here to help you build your business and create the lifestyle you always dreamed of. And with that comes some resources that I have found very helpful for me building my business. And also some resources that I put together, some guides and email templates and things like that, that I think would be really helpful for you. So if you want to go check that out, head over to podcast.com. Just that, podcast.com. That's the whole thing. Head over to podcast.allheartphoto.com/resources. You can also go check out podcast.com if you want to. I've never been there. Let's give it a shot. Check them out too. Free ad for you, podcast.com. Now back to the show. All right, last story. I hope you're enjoying these. I am. Last story. I just scrolled right past the title. Here we go. Am I the asshole for offering free photography sessions? Hot take, hot take. This is a very touchy subject. Little backstory before I get into this. I don't even know this story yet, but before I get into this, I have been hosting free photography sessions every year. This will be the 10th year that I'm doing this, which is cool. But it's just free mini sessions for families who can't afford photos otherwise. And I have received so much backlash from other photographers in the area that are just like, "You're taking away my regularly paying clients. This is terrible. Why are you doing this? You're devaluing photography in our area." And no, I don't think that I am. This is a charity event. This is something for people. And I make it very clear. I make it very clear that this is for people who cannot afford to hire photographers. And I also reach out to other photographers in the area about their mini sessions that time of year. So anyone who goes to my website and I have like in bold, like if you can afford at least $25 for a mini session, here are some that you can book from. And then I actually have links to all of their mini session calendars and all of that to help support them for people who are just finding this and they're like, "Oh yeah, no, I can afford $50. I will go with this person." So sorry, this one hit. This one feels very close to home because I have offered free photos for years, and some people are angry about it. And if you're listening, sorry, not sorry. The story, let's get into it. So, I'm not really a photographer, but my full-time job allows me a lot of free time. Sounds great. So I offer free photography sessions to help me get out into nature and share my hobby with people who get a nice little photo album as a gift for spending their time with me. Lovely. I like it. I was contacted by a community event planner. Excuse me. Let's start that one over. I was contacted by a community event planner if I was willing to take pictures of his event in another town. I said, sure. As long as my travel and my accommodations were paid for, along with food, which he all agreed to. Yeah, totally done stuff like this before. This took place on my 2 weeks off, so I wasn't really missing any work. Cool. And the event only lasted 4 days. Everything went great. I took lots of pictures, met lots of wonderful people, and just generally had a good time. When I returned home, this is where it gets good. When I returned home, I was confronted by another aspiring photographer. So, y'all are equal playing field here. We can call her AP. From here on out. Oh, AP, aspiring photographer. Got it. AP messages me on Facebook saying I stole one of her usual contracts. Parentheses. I was asked to take this job, which I paid for in a free room and free food. And then she told me that she lost $5,000 from this contract. I didn't get money for my services, but I had a great time and I would like the opportunity to go on another trip like that again, which, according to the event planner, seemed very likely. Well, of course, because they're getting free photography for just room and board and food, which is a lot less than $5,000. So, yeah, of course, they want to go with you again. So, Reddit, would I be the asshole if I continued offering free photography sessions for an organization that another photographer had previously worked with? Update. After reading all the comments, I understand that I am not an asshole for continuing to offer services for free, but I won't continue enabling the company anymore than I already have. I'll continue working with individuals and reach out to other some nonprofit organizations, as someone stated in the comments. Thanks, Reddit. Yeah, I was going to suggest that too. So good on you, Reddit commenter. Work with some nonprofits. That's a great way to one, provide free services. You usually get fed, you usually get some accommodations, especially if you're traveling somewhere. There are a few organizations that I work with every single year. They have me back, and it is a great time, and it is all free. And also, you get to write that off as an in-kind charitable giving deal, tax write-off. I don't think you're the asshole for this. I think that other photographer is just a little butthurt. Because one of their people who had hired them in the past went with a different photographer. And that's it. They reached out to a different photographer. I have had organizations that I have worked with in the past who paid me go with someone else, and maybe they paid them less, maybe they didn't pay them at all. Who knows? I don't care. I think that's probably a good idea to not work with that one organization again for free. But no, I agree with the commenters. Anyway, that has been John Reed's Reddit. Hope you enjoy this episode. We will be back with our regularly scheduled content next week. Episode 213. I have Heather Lacey. She's back on the show. I'm loving all these returning guests. I hope you are too, because it's just a lot of fun. She was on the show last time with Jamie Fisher, who is her business partner, work bestie. They do the Conquer community together, and or Conquer Live, Conquer community. I think those are both the same thing. Conquer Community, Conquer Live is their conference that they put together in January, I believe. And yeah, she is back on the show. We're talking about taxes. We're talking about how to keep everything like doing stuff regularly, weekly, every other weekly, once a month to keep everything running smoothly, knowing your numbers so that at the end of the year you have everything to just hand over to your CPA or to do it yourself if you're a do-it-yourself kind of person. I know this is somewhat timely because taxes were a few weeks ago. We also recorded this like the week before tax day. So anyone who's filed for that extension to October, this is great because you can get everything done. She's got a lot of great information for putting that all together. So subscribe to the show. Make sure we're back in your feed for next week with Heather Lacey. And thanks for listening to this one. If you enjoyed this kind of episode, definitely let me know. Shoot me a DM on Instagram, wit.pod, WITT.POD. Shoot me an email if you want, if you have any ideas. Really, DMs are the best. I'm always on Instagram. So shoot me a DM if you have ideas for future podcasts. I have a summer series coming up that's going to be fun. And yeah, and some really great upcoming guests. So thank you. Have a great week. I just hit the microphone. Hope you didn't hear that. And see ya next time. Bye. Bye, y'all.